This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
When you move, it's good to know that you're moving in the right direction, right? So you move from one program to the DJV show, which you have found. Congratulations to you. Thank you very much for being here to enjoy some time spent stimulating your brain. Thanks to the brain of Jennifer Horn, the brain of Victoria Keelan, and yeah, my brain. I'm Doug Steffen. Tuesday, October the 6th is here. Tuesday the 6th. So we've reached out to go an extra mile or two or three. I hope we have cleared the way for you to be attentive to what's going on today as the worm turns, as the worm squirms, in a manner of speaking. So the president has returned to the White House, Jennifer, and has found that he does not have a press secretary, at least at the ready. Is that a good summary of some of that
Well, he
info?
Has a press secretary, but I think that she will be doing a little bit of her work from home at least. Yeah, Kayleigh McEnany yesterday revealed that she also tested positive for COVID, and she said she's been asymptomatic. She has not had any symptoms, which is probably good news. She's been through a lot. She went through a double mastectomy. She had she carries the cancer gene, and so she made the choice a few years ago to go through that procedure preventively.
That's kind of scary. Oof.
Absolutely.
And just like that, she made the decision? How did that?
Well, not just like that. It took her years. She made it. You know, she found out in her early 20s. I think right before she had her daughter, she had the double mastectomy. Now she's
what is her background? I don't know that much about her, Jennifer.
She used to be on CNN. Katie. She used to be she was on CNN for a long time and would be, I think the reason she could handle the press is because she'd always be like surrounded by 10 people who didn't agree with her, and she'd always be kind of the one lone conservative on CNN, and she would kind of do her fighting back there. And then she went to work for the RNC and became the spokesperson for the RNC, and then became the press secretary. So that's kind of her advancement. I'm hoping she's doing all right. She's got a newborn. She's, well, not newborn at this point, but a baby under a year old at home. Mm-hmm. So it's good that she's not having those symptoms, at least as
she had the double mastectomy before the baby was born?
Yeah, right before, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you maybe something that isn't a delicate question, or maybe is a delicate question. I honestly don't know the answer to this. I know it happens in cows, but I'm not sure what happens in human beings. If something is like you have a double mastectomy, you can't breastfeed, right? So it is there.
Right. Actually, I think that you can if you have reconstructive surgery. I'm not sure.
No, actually, you can. My cousin just went through this, and you can't.
You can't.
She's only 34, and she just found a cancerous lump, and luckily hadn't spread, so she had to have a mastectomy, and she only did one side, but I mean, it was in the middle of the pandemic, and she's in Ireland, so it was a really harrowing time for her. But, they have to clear out all of the breast tissue, and milk ducts, all of that has to go. So the reconstruction part is an implant. They do an expander, and then it's a whole long, very long, and can be a very painful process. Angelina Jolie had it, too. She had a double mastectomy. Remember a couple years ago when she was still with Brad Pitt, and she had a hysterectomy and a double mastectomy because she had her mother and her aunt had both died of ovarian cancer and breast cancer. So, and basically what they do is they calculate the odds of you getting it. So she had like an 85% chance of getting it. So she just preventatively went through that. I would assume that Kaylee had the same or similar results where the doctors said, look, you've got a really high risk of getting this. She's a young mom. She wants to be around for her kids. So it's not an easy decision for any woman to make, but I'm sure she is, you know, sleeps well at night knowing that, you know, and that's how my cousin felt. She has two young kids too, and she just felt like, I need to do this to be around for my kids.
So the reconstruction
surgery, your odds
surgery
of getting it are in the 80s. As that is a tough decision, it feels like it's the right one. Certainly, I know it's.
So where
not
does
right
the milk
everybody
go though that you're producing as a new mother?
You're not producing
mother,
milk, Doug, unless you're pregnant, and they're not doing double mastectomies on pregnant women.
Well, no, that's not there. You're producing milk after the child is born to feed the child.
Right, but if you have no milk ducts, you're not producing any milk.
Ah, okay. So the milk ducts, everything comes out. That's
yes.
What I'm wondering. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's her story. Interesting as the pieces fit together. So has the president, he's trying to project strength. Is that working for him, Jennifer? Or does he seem to be coming across as, okay, don't worry about me. I'm tough, strong, and we move ahead.
I mean, he looked like he needed a nebulizer after walking up those stairs. I don't know why he walked up those stairs last night, because I watched the video and he was laboring to breathe, which is understandable because COVID is really, really tough on your lungs.
Mine
escaped, thank God, because I have weak lungs to begin with. So mine was more neurological stuff. And I've heard that there's two strains. It either attacks and you lose your smell and your taste and you have the stuff in like your head, basically, or you have the stuff in your lungs. So I felt pretty lucky because I don't know that my lungs could have withstand all of that. But yeah, he definitely had the cough and the fever, but I thought he looked pretty good considering that he was only on day, four?
Today, I think it's the fifth day, right?
Yeah, he'll get his fifth dose of Remdesivir today. He was dressed in his suit. He walked out of Walter Reed on his own, which I thought was really important. And here's the thing, which a lot of people, I don't know if they want to talk about or not, because everybody gets just distracted by the fact that it's Trump. But the White House has and this is something I learned relatively recently, is that they have a full hospital and like medical center set up within the White House. So they can do surgeries there. They can do all sorts of things. So it's not like you or me when we get sent home from the hospital and they're like, Godspeed, and you're just going back to your two-bedroom house.
Oh, you have a doctor in your house? The doctor's right here.
My grandmother always wished that there were one, but no.
Now, let me ask you this about the Trump event over the people who went to that fundraiser in New Jersey. What sort of situational exposure did they have? And
they're waiting.
Anybody tracking, or is it too early?
Well, it's like that was Thursday night, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, so today or tomorrow, those people will be tested if they haven't already been. But the contact tracing,
they're being tested. Yeah,
yeah, they'd have to be because today would be the 5-day mark. So. That seems to be the average of incubation period. It can be longer or shorter, but that seems to be the average still.
So the average, speaking of average, how does the average Trump voter view his position, view his, you know, they all look at him as being a big, tough, strong guy in business, and that's why they voted for him, because they want a businessman in the White House, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I wonder how that's affected the polling of Republicans, if at all.
I think it's probably too soon to know that because, the poll, he just came home yesterday, so I don't know.
I don't imagine it affects his supporters at all.
I think, if anything, here's the deal. When you get diagnosed with this, and I can tell you it because I had it, you are really scared because all you get are just fear-based thinking. You get a lot of crazy, scary messages. And I think I told you guys this, anything you do to research, everything you see on the TV, at least when I was going through it, none of it was positive. The truth is that most people survive COVID. I mean, there is only a small fraction of people who actually die.
Very small fraction these days.
And so what I think is important, if anything can be grasped from this, is that you can survive, that there are treatments that are being worked on, and that there is hope. And I think, if anything, that's kind of what I think the messages that he was trying to send yesterday by walking out of Walter Reed and walking into the White House on his own 2 feet so that people could see that
he shouldn't have left Walter Reed. I mean, I feel like that's a non-starter. If he can't walk, he still needs to be in the hospital. I wasn't surprised that he walked out. I mean, were you surprised that he walked out?
The point is not whether this is more like a broad figure, like just using it figuratively saying, for him to walk out of Walter Reed and into the White House was, I think, a symbolic move. Doesn't matter if I thought he was going to be on a gurney or a wheelchair or not. I mean, the fact that he's on his 2 feet, looking presidential, walking into the White House is, I think it was just symbolic for people who are scared when they get their diagnosis that maybe they just feel like there's a ticking time bomb inside of them, because that's what I felt. Maybe this will give those people a little bit of hope and a little bit of comfort.
But I felt the opposite. I feel like I'm happy. Look, I don't wish death on anyone. I don't wish harm on anyone. I was happy that he recovered relatively quickly from this. It didn't seem like he had a really severe case. That's great. But where I draw the line is I think his message last night, his direct-to-camera message, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't worry about COVID. That's really irresponsible. He has the best medical care on the planet. Not everyone has that. Black people and brown people are dying at disproportionate rates because they don't have the level of care. Dexamethasone is not approved for people. If I get COVID today and go to the hospital, I can't get dexamethasone. It's not available yet.
My mom did, and that's what they're giving out right
now. Right, but the stuff that worked really well for him is not available to everyone else. That's why I wish that his message...
But here's the problem. It should be,
but it's not.
And
so I'm just saying, I wish his message had been everyone mask up and be safe. Not don't worry about it and don't let it take over your life.
Because he's not convinced the masks work, and neither am I, quite frankly. But so the thing is, though... If there's therapeutics available, we shouldn't be giving, because most people give him a load of you-know-what whenever he talks about drugs or therapeutics, and they laugh at him, and they poo-poo it, and they say that those drugs don't work. Well, now we have someone who actually went and did all of the stuff that's being tested. He was a test patient. He didn't have to do that. In some ways, I think it was actually really brave that he took the Regeneron and the Remdesivir and the Dexamethasone, and he did it all together. He was ultimately a test patient for therapeutics that will go on to help people. And so I think whatever
happens... There's going to be two sides to this thing. I wonder about that.
Well, I'd love to get a report on that, but we're not going to find out why that wasn't...
It was pretty quiet, I'm guessing, the last few days of the White House. That must have been an interesting experience to live through. In a moment... understanding what the Supreme Court is facing as it starts a new term. In the meantime, thinking about your body, thinking about your exercise program, thinking about how you're getting yourself in shape, you're in the Calitrin zone. Well, there's also your brain, you know. So you need to be in the Prevagen zone. I'm using it. Prevagen takes care of my brain, adds brain health supplements every single daily routine that I have. All smart, you know, I have all kinds of supplements that I use every day, continue to do that, and Prevagen is my go-to for a healthier brain, and therefore I think I'm going to have a better life in the long term, short term, whatever it is. It's important to think of your brain as you get older. Add Prevagen to your daily routine for improvement in age-related cognitive impairments. That is Prevagen for better brain, better life.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Our bodies were meant to move.
Sitting is not the best thing for us.
Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says that modern life makes it hard for us to move and easy for us to sit.
We have to sit. We have to rest. The point is, don't do it 8 hours in a row.
He says sitting increases your risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer. And where you sit, at home or at work, may matter.
If you sit at work, usually we'll end up getting up and moving around, going to the bathroom, going to talk to a coworker, going to take a couple flights of stairs to see a friend, whatever. When we do it at home, we tend to have screen time, and that's the time when we really could be more active and we're not.
How can you make time at home in front of a monitor more heart healthy? Do chores such as folding laundry or take breaks and walk around the house. Dr. Kopetsky also says when you do sit, put the unhealthy snacks away. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, so we all are talking a lot about the Supreme Court, 8 justices now. They begin their new term this week, and they're hearing arguments by phone or on Zoom or whatever it is. First case is on Delaware's Constitution and a provision in it that requires an even number of conservative and liberal judges appointed for state courts. It's an interesting concept, isn't it? The partisanship in the courts is a bit of a political talker because of what's going on at the Supreme Court, and you wonder how it will drive hearings, right? For Amy Coney Barrett. That's awkward to say, even. You try to say that fast. Amy Coney Barrett. No. Doesn't quite...
Well, because it makes you want to say Comey instead of Coney.
It does, as a matter of fact. Amy Coney, that's correct, Jennifer. That's exactly what happens.
I'm sure she'd love that.
Yeah, Amy Coney, right. Rated to the other Comey. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At 23 after the hour in the music portion of this hour of the DJV show, that I'm going to have to turn things over to Victoria and Jennifer. This lady is an alum of American Idol. Casey Good has a new son. I understand the story about that, but I don't know that much about her, so I'll just tell the story.
She's really not. She didn't do much on American Idol, but she became an Instagram influencer, so more people know about her from being on Instagram than really Idol. But Idol is where she started.
Well, now more people know about her because of her son testing positive for COVID?
Boy, well, she's in People magazine. She's all over the place now with this story. Page Six, everywhere. So, yeah, this is pretty scary. I mean, her newborn baby, Maximilian, she calls him Max, he just tested positive for COVID, but he was just released from the NICU last week. So this is pretty scary. She said they had to take him back to the ER. He was running a fever in the middle of the night. And then they got confirmation that he had been exposed from direct contact with a medical professional in the NICU who had cared for him. That's how he got COVID.
I'm surprised they didn't tell them.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Why is the person in the hospital?
I have to say, contact tracing is really lacking. I talked to a Democratic senator who's also a pediatrician from California on my local program. And, you know, one of the things is that they're upset that President Trump, that not everybody was notified about it. But
Christie wasn't even told. He found out by watching the news that Hope Hicks had it.
When we went through this, I tested negative, so I never got to get sent a contact tracer, but my parents did. And basically, the contact tracer never asked who they had come into contact with. They just told them to stay home. So, contact tracing is just, to me, that's the easiest thing. In a hospital, if you come into contact with someone, you notify the family about that so they can at least be watching for symptoms. Wow.
In New York and New Jersey, the contact tracing isn't working well because people aren't answering the phone. They have a 13% response rate in New Jersey, and that's, you can't trace if you're not answering the phone, so it's kind of
welcome to Joyzy. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Okay, now I can work my way. Good luck to her, by the way, and her son.
Yeah. Oh, now, so now she also has it. She's tested positive. I'm assuming her husband probably has it. So now they're all in the hospital together. So it's scary when your newborn baby has it.
The boss has got something that we can talk about here. 26 after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and Bruce Springsteen. The Letter to You is going to stream on Apple TV the 23rd of this month. Same day as Letter to You is released. The documentary chronicles the 5 days that Springsteen and the E Street Band spent in his Colts Neck, New Jersey studio to record that new album. It took place last year, late in the year. The black and white documentary directed by Tom Zimney shows the band learning, arranging, recording the songs on the album, and sort of captures the decades-long friendships that they've all had, including a new poignant toast to a tour that's nowhere in sight. We were doing a song every 3 hours or so, said Stevie Van Zandt. We basically cut the album in 4 days. We booked 5 days, and on the fifth day, we had nothing to do, so we just listened to it. That sounds fun. Recording sequences were punctuated by meditated spoken word messages, passages, if you will, from Bruce, not unlike the ones from last year's Western Stars concert film set to this time. That was a great, I thought that was a great movie, frankly. Very, very insightful. The director began working with the Springsteen camp in 2000 when he directed the HBO concert film Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band Live in New York. Went to work on many other Springsteen-related projects, most recently the film version of Springsteen on Broadway and Western Stars, which he co-directed with the boss. So this is that song, Letter to You, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting him back. Pretty. It sounds like it's moderately typical Bruce Fair, in a manner of speaking. So for those of you who are on the fan bandwagon, here's another piece. And the wagon gets longer and longer, or the train gets longer and longer. Bruce Springsteen with the DJV Gang, 28 and a half after the hour on the DJV show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
A portion of President Trump's comments after he left Walter Reed Medical Center on Monday, where he was receiving care for COVID-19 over the last 3 nights. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden taking part in a town hall on Monday, the former vice president discussing all the interruptions during the last debate.
I'm used to bullies. I didn't want to further demean the process of the debate by getting in a shouting match with him on the one hand, and I tried very hard, if you noticed, to look in the camera and answer the questions directly.
That town hall taking place in Miami, Florida, and it was Biden who interrupted the president first. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Historically, volatility in the stock market is elevated in the months leading up to an election. This is logical as the markets hate uncertainty. For investors, it's important to step back and put personal feelings about politics aside and objectively assess the situation and what it means for your personal finances. Economist and certified public accountant Dan Geltrude believes,
if President Trump were not to be reelected and we have a Biden presidency, what does that mean? We already know that that's going to mean more regulations and it's going to mean more taxes. Those are not things that the market is too favorable with. So I think if we start to see a more likely Joe Biden win, we will see the market start to react to that. But of course, let's keep in mind, Joe Biden alone can't change anything. He will need Congress to go along with him to make any changes to the tax code.
Vice President Mike Pence doing his final round of debate preparation in Utah. Air Force Two landed at Salt Lake City International last night. Pence met briefly with Utah Governor Gary Herbert. California Senator and Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris arrived in Salt Lake City over the weekend. The debate is being held Wednesday at the University of Utah. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Sugar in the morning. Shall we start with a song? Sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Oh, be my little sugar and love me all the time. Sugar and love oftentimes go together, ladies. The DJV program with a focus that Jennifer and Victoria and Doug have on sugar. As information that has come forward, Victoria, doesn't look too good for people like me who like candy and ice cream.
It does not. Not good. It's a new study published in the medical journal called Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience, and researchers have found that if you have too much fructose in your brain, that is going to contribute to developing Alzheimer's disease, which is something that no one wants. So a team of neurologists...
Okay, so what are the different kinds of sugars? There's fructose, there's lactose...
I'm getting there, Stephen, hang on.
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
All right, so a team of neurologists and neuroscientists and experts on fructose metabolism did this research. So the evidence points to excess sugar and cognitive decline. Now, to answer your question, the two types of sugars are fructose and glucose. Fructose is a natural sugar, that's what's in fruit. and it makes up about 50% of most table sugars, meaning it's also what's added to, you know, donuts, cookies, all the stuff that we love to eat that's really bad for you. High fructose corn syrup, also in that category. Anything with added sugar. Glucose, on the other hand, is a simple sugar that's less sweet than fructose, and when it travels to the bloodstream, that's what we call blood sugar. That's what that when you say my blood sugar is high or low or whatever, that's your glucose level. Now, in 2017, Yale did a study that found that people who had elevated sugar levels for a few hours at a time, at that point, your brain starts to overproduce fructose. So that's, and this is the connection with Alzheimer's. That mechanism is called fructose metabolism, and it's very common in type 2 diabetics. So type 2 diabetics, in many cases, my mom is a type 2 diabetic, and she eats too much sugar and too much processed food. In for the most part, when type 2 diabetics cut out processed carbs.
She has she's a type 2 diabetic now, and she still eats too much?
Well,
the bad stuff?
She's cut back, but she definitely eats too many. She eats too many carbs.
Like, what does she eat?
Well, fructose, everything gets every carb that's not a sweet potato,
pasta,
that's a complex carb.
Bread.
Anything that's processed. So if you're eating bread, if you're eating pasta, if you're eating cookies, cakes, all that stuff, that immediately shoots your blood sugar level up, and that gets turned into. I mean, that is as soon as it hits your stomach, your blood sugar goes up.
So for those of you who are like me and you like cookies and you look for gluten because I have a gluten intolerance, you look for gluten free. Sugar department. Just so
everybody with this gluten-free stuff, I don't tolerate gluten very well either, and so I have switched things. Like, I don't eat regular pasta. I eat the chickpea pasta, which definitely helps.
Me
things
too.
Like that. But people think if you're gluten-free, it's like when people think that they're being vegan and they're just eating processed junk. You can eat a chocolate bar because that's vegan. You know, I don't know. People get they don't read labels and they don't do any research. They just fall onto the next fad. But anyway, the bottom line of this study is that if you don't really significantly cut back on processed carbs and sugar, you are probably setting yourself up for some Alzheimer's. And like I said, nobody wants to get that. It's a horrific, horrific disease.
Nope. All right. So word to the wise is sufficient, let's hope anyway. And along that line, you know, one of the other things that has lots of sugar in it is alcohol. And it looks like Americans are drinking more and enjoying it less because of the pandemic.
They're enjoying it less, but why do you have to hate on alcohol and cake? I don't understand what your problem is.
Well, I like the cake part of it. I'm not onto the alcohol. I'll leave that to you two. But the situation here, if you've been drinking alcohol more than often during the last, 6-7 months, the average American is with you. Apparently, you guys are drinking 14% more often than you used to. So is that true with you, Victoria and Jennifer?
It's hard to measure.
It is hard to measure, yeah.
Really? What about women? What about women and men? Is it more with women than with men? Or how are the numbers here in terms of frequency and volume?
Women are up 17% during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And
take that, you men.
Right. Well, you know, think about it this way.
They hold it better? Is that true?
Women also registered a 40% increase in both binge drinking and in problems linked to alcohol consumption, like risky behavior.
Well, it was only a few phone calls.
Right. Texting the ex,
took the keys from me. I don't know who it was.
Right.
Put them in.
But I think the reason that women are drinking a lot more is because, and this was a study that I don't think we've talked about it yet here, but it was from Lean In, the Sheryl Sandberg the organization that she started. The Lean In organization do an annual study of women in the workplace, and there's a very large number of women who are heavily considering backing out of the workplace because the pandemic, with them working from home and having to deal with the kids and this very disproportionate division of responsibility between the husband and the wife.
Look, and I just want to stay home and have a few drinks.
Right. Well, that's exactly it. I think that that study is combined with this alcohol study. I think that you can see there's a clear narrative there that women are overstressed right now, and as soon as the kids go to bed, it's like cocktail time.
Well, if it's coming now, I'm gonna turn my hat around a little bit here.
Don't be a buzzkill.
Well, you know,
don't kill Jim's buzz.
You do know that my mother was a raging alcoholic, and that it affected all of us, certainly, and it didn't just happen at night. It was pretty much through, you know, middle of the afternoon on. And so what happens, as you were telling the story, Victoria, I was trying to think of what it was that created the stress and the anxiety and the depression in my mother, and I know what it was. The lack of understanding why it was that you couldn't have the relationship. You know, we know more now about relationships and what prompts people to get into relationships, but in the 1940s, they weren't sophisticated at all. It was just, okay,
well,
let's...
Well, women weren't really allowed to complain then. Now women are okay, if I'm not happy, I can make some choices.
No way. But the only way out for her was drinking and suicide. That was it. That was the way.
Well, did she work?
No, my mother never had a job.
Right. So now you add on the pressure of a full-time job that women have with taking care of the kids, and pretty much the husband in a lot of cases gets lumped into, you know, you have to take care of what's going on with his life and his job. This is a lot. And
I have friends with kids who are just
on the brink of losing it right now. And it's not necessarily that the husbands aren't helping. They are. But when you've got two couples with, you know, really intense jobs, or multiple couples with, you know, both partner has, you know, an intense job, plus they have to figure out how to help their kids, you know, succeed with schooling from home. It's just, I can see my friends with kids are just, they're losing it. They're cracking.
One of the things that is happening because of all of this is that there isn't as much cooking going on at home. So when you look at the number of people going to the drive-thru, there's a Dairy Queen not far from me. My God. And the Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is always popular.
It really is.
The pandemic has only made it worse.
Yeah. Yep. So a lot of people picking up their fast food orders from the comfort of their car. The average drive-thru time across the 10 largest chains has slowed down by a half a minute. Who's measuring this? This seems kind of like in the fine print, ladies. Drive-thru lanes.
You'd be surprised.
Do you go through the drive-thru restaurants?
Dunkin' Donuts is the only drive-thru. Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, but I haven't really gone to Starbucks, so mostly just Dunkin' Donuts.
Have you noticed the line longer and your time
slower? Oh my gosh, yes.
My Starbucks, our local Starbucks, is unless you have a 20-minute time period to kill, the drive-thru is ridiculous.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, and that's
Chipotle
happening everywhere.
Is showing long lines, too, which
is a problem. Yeah, we have one by our office, and there's always a line outside because they only let a few people in at once now is to walk right through because everything's still closed. So there's always a line in front of our Chipotle.
So it's faster if you go to Mickey D's, if you go to KFC, if you go to Taco Bell. Maybe it's because people aren't going. There aren't as many people going there. What do you think of that? Is that a reason for their times being slow, being faster?
Number one, McDonald's, throughout the pandemic, their sales are way down. So that could be part of it. I think KFC, I don't know. I don't even know anybody. The only KFC that was ever near me closed down, so I'm not sure. And I don't know about Taco Bell. Taco Bell, and I hate to say this in case people really love it, but I always feel like Taco Bell was like after you're out at a bar drinking, that's where you go afterwards.
What do you get? What do you possibly get that's any good for 99 cents? Would be the question, other than a candy bar. We just heard a little bit ago, that's no good for you either.
But you forgot why.
Yeah, right, exactly, because we had a drink in between. Candy, a drink, and then go to Taco Bell. There's a combo for you. Speaking of combos, Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling are in the news, and that info comes up in a matter of moments as we look at some celebrity info. Searching for your favorite celebrity might be risky. If you aren't safe about it, don't get caught trying to save a few dollars by downloading a song or a movie illegally. You might just have your identity stolen. Here's the warning from Andy Solomon.
For the 14th year, McAfee researched which famous names generate the riskiest search results that could potentially trigger consumers to unknowingly install malware on their devices. This year, actress Anna Kendrick topped the list. Judith Bitterly, VP of Marketing at McAfee, has more.
Consumers are searching the web for free online entertainment now more than ever. And as cyber criminals continue to implement deceptive practices such as fake sites claiming to offer free content, it is crucial that fans stay vigilant about protecting their digital lives and think twice before clicking.
While internet activity was up due to quarantining, hackers honed in on this trend, following consumer behavior to educate their scam strategies.
Be careful what you click, refrain from using illegal streaming sites, and protect yourself with a cybersecurity solution like McAfee Total Protection, which protects from malware, phishing attacks, and other threats.
To see the complete celebrity list and learn how to protect yourself online, visit McAfee.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. So here's something I heard 40 times yesterday about Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling. I read this yesterday morning, actually, and I was going to ask you about it, and I forgot to. The eye contact thing with Jessica Alba, what the heck is that? From 90210
right.
days.
It's kind of a weird story.
It
was
is
Jessica
weird.
Alba on 90210? Apparently in 1998, it was a guest. I didn't even know the show was on in 1998, to be honest. I don't even remember. I was not
Why
a
would anybody care about this, I guess, as much
well,
as anything
well,
else?
Well, so she wouldn't make eye contact or what? No, so Jessica Alba was on she was a guest on a podcast last week, and she was asked about all the different shows that she had been on. And when it got to 90210, she said that she was told that she was not allowed to make eye contact with any of the stars of 90210, or she would be thrown off the set. And so when she talked about this, yeah. So when she was doing, and she said, she goes, that's kind of hard to do when I'm doing scenes with them and I'm not allowed to make eye contact. So then Tori and Jenny have a new podcast coming out. It's called 90210 OMG. And they were talking about it in this teaser. And Jenny basically asked Tori, do you remember any of this? Because Jenny apparently had all of her scenes with Jessica Alba. And Tori said she didn't remember any of this either, but she said it's possible that the producers had told the guest stars, don't make eye contact or don't try to talk to the stars, don't try to be friends with them. So it's, you know, it could have happened.
What a life. Well, but, Jenny, let's see how my pop culture memory is. Okay. Was Jenny Garth married to Facinelli?
Yes.
Do I remember that?
Mm-hmm. You are correct.
How about that? You impressed the two of you?
No,
I knew that?
Roberta's his cousin. And
right. Exactly. Yeah. Your old friend is his cousin.
Yeah. So
I'm
not
proud of
impressive.
You that everything's still working is what I
yeah. Well, that's because I'm cutting back on the sugar already.
Great.
All right.
Well,
so
there you go.
That's it. Television news includes the announcement from Netflix, No More Glow, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling are gonzo. Wow.
I'm going to be one of them.
And you know what's really sad? This is a great show, and they were supposed to end on season 4, which they had started filming, and then COVID happened. They feel like they can't finish filming it because the girls have to actually wrestle, and that they can't be safe in doing it. So COVID has literally killed Glow.
Wow. Why can't they bring it back after COVID's over?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's kind of fake.
Right?
Those girls don't look
over.
I've watched a couple of these. They aren't big enough or strong enough to really wrestle.
Oh, jeez, you're so weird.
Why?
I feel like that's, I don't know. Try saying that to Hulk Hogan.
Well, he looks different. He's wrestling with the ladies in Glow?
All right, tonight on television, from the creators of 24, I recommend Next, which is on Fox at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour, Victoria. When I mention Victoria, most people, I hope, know I'm speaking about Victoria Keelan, who's here to delve into the world of technology as it affects you. So we get started with a focus on Tesla and how many cars they're making. This is some for our pal Nick Miles from the Our Auto Expert. Imagine all these cars and they don't make any money still. That I find very interesting.
Well,
so what's
Tesla's
going on
having a—they're having a really good year despite all of the issues with COVID-19. In recent months, a lot of Tesla skeptics on Wall Street have said that the company's growth had stalled. However, they delivered in 2018, the third quarter, they delivered 83,500 vehicles, and then the deliveries only grew modestly over the next few quarters, and by the end of the third quarter of 2019, they were only up to 97,000, and then in 2020, the second quarter, they were only at 90,000. However, their Q3 2020 numbers are really good. They have jumped up to 139,300 vehicles in the third quarter of 2020.
Why would that be, Victoria? What's going on? Just people more focused on electric cars, or what's the? Because the Tesla's not that great a car. Honestly, it's not that.
Actually, I totally disagree. I was just in one. My friends
tinny,
this weekend.
They're cheaply built. They're not.
Well, I don't think so.
In accidents, they break apart.
Well, so. In my friends just got a brand new 2020, the Y model, on Friday, and we were in it, and it's phenomenal.
They're interesting technologically.
I just couldn't wait to get a Tesla. It's a computer on wheels. It's incredible. The technology behind it, the features that it has, I just was blown away. It's a gorgeous car too, the Y model and the SUV model that they have. The Model S, which is a really expensive one, that's not selling well. They've only sold a few 30,000 of those. So I think that the point is people do want an electric car, and you get, there are tax incentives, there are all kinds of things that which are making people want these cars. And you know, it's interesting because Tesla is valued at $400 billion, which is actually more than GM, Ford, Volkswagen, and Toyota combined. However, I think in the long run, now that we're seeing this, you know, a real consumer interest in buying Teslas, and they're not that expensive. The Model Y is like $37,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's a very approachable cost. It makes sense why the S model, which I think starts at $80,000, it's not moving. But I don't know. I was blown away. I would get one in a heartbeat if I didn't live in an apartment complex where we don't have a charging station. But the, I think they're just
incredible cars.
How do
you do that these days? That's another,
well, the charging station, almost... they install it in your garage. And so,
but there are a lot of apartment buildings that have installed a dozen or more of them in the basement. They have underground parking. They don't have.
Yeah, we don't have underground parking here. So, but one of the other things about charging stations in London, they're really embracing the electric car as well. And the existing lampposts that light the side of, you know, the light the way on streets.
Yeah, yeah.
They already have the power, so they've installed plugs. So all the lampposts are now charging stations for electric cars. That's probably going to start happening more and more throughout the states as well. And, you know, one charge, like the cost of, our friend was breaking down the cost of gasoline, even if gas is cheap, the cost of gasoline versus the electric that you would pay for the Tesla, and you end up saving, you could save thousands of dollars a year.
Is that consider what it costs to make the electricity to run the car? Is that part of the factor?
That's all factored in. So if it's $5,000 for the charging station to be installed in your home, then that when you offset how much the gas will cost and the tune-ups, there's no maintenance. It's a software update. It's a computer on wheels, and the features are unbelievable. You can literally talk into your phone. If you walk out of a restaurant and your car is parked in the parking lot, you can call your car remotely from your phone and it drives
up. Hey, Frank,
come
pick us up.
I'm telling you, it is, when we watch Knight Rider as kids, it is everything that Kit is. I'm sure Elon Musk modeled it after Kit.
Yeah, maybe he did. Could be.
It's incredible.
All right, Netflix is trying to highlight some more new shows. How are they going about that business?
The Geek Out. Those holidays aren't far off, and Roku is ready with two new products for all your streaming needs. First is an update to the Roku Ultra, which now will stuff more features, including support for Dolby Vision and Atmos for content encoded with those audio-video enhancements. It also arrives with the Roku Voice Remote. The other product is the new Roku Stream Bar, both a streaming hub and a sound bar. So the features found in the Streaming Stick Plus, along with multiple speakers and optional wireless surround speakers and subwoofer. Both are available for pre-sale now with the updated Ultra at the same $99 and the new sound bar starting at $130. Both can be found over at Roku.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.